There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Latest reports indicate that the families of the Israeli athletes murdered during the 1972 Munich Olympics have reached an agreement with the German government regarding compensation for what the families claim was Germany's mishandling of the terror attack and its aftermath. They have, as a result, also agreed to attend an upcoming event in Germany marking 50 years since the tragedy, after threatening to boycott it over the dispute with Germany over the matter. Well, the deal now involves a 28 million euros payout and has also been welcomed by Israeli Prime Minister Isaac Herzog and German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier, both agreeing that they are happy and relieved that an agreement on this historical clarification has been reached. News from France, and the country is deporting an imam, Hassan Ekwesen, for harmful anti-Semitic hate speech. This has been confirmed by France's Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin, confirming a decision made by France's Council of State to deport Ekwesen, which he has declared as a great victory for the Republic. The Council of State confirmed that his deportation is based on propagating particular anti-Semitic comments and remarks contrary to equality between women and men. France's ministry also said that he was promoting a vision of Islam which contradicted the values of the Republic. Well, Ekwesen's lawyer has reacted to the expulsion and has vowed to appeal the decision. In Australia, Jewish education authorities in Melbourne and Sydney have stumbled upon alarming cases of school bullying involving personal anti-Semitic activities. Their recent research on Jewish education in government schools, as they put it, shocked them as they discovered that Jewish students have been subjected to anti-Israel sentiment and horrific Holocaust references for many years. Students were, for example, subjected to insulting remarks about attacks on Jewish people and personalized insults and threats referring to male anatomy. Responding to the report, the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies expressed concern and at the same time no surprise at the findings, emphasizing a need to join with all interfaith partners to combine all efforts in eradicating such behavior. The Jewish community of Victoria at the same time commended the report for recommending specific educational methods to equip teachers and principals in dealing with such matters, pledging also to work alongside the Education Department to ensure that such measures are implemented effectively. The Jewish Federations of North America, who began what is known as the Secure Community Network, has recently bolstered many federations in the wake of rising anti-Semitic activities in the region. This year, the Jewish Federations, which represents over 300 Jewish communities around North America, established a new program called Live Secure to enable federations across the continent to invest in protecting synagogues, schools, senior centers, amongst other Jewish institutions. The Jewish Federation's umbrella organization is providing $62 million for the program, and having reached out to the community, 38 Jewish families provided $62 million, which the Jewish Federations will allocate for security needs over the next 3 years. And next week, Tuesday, a book will be published featuring articles, pictures, and stories focusing on the Middle East's second largest Jewish population after Israel, which is based in Iran. Now, 14 years later, having fled Iran in 2008 for being accused of being an Israeli agent and promoting anti-Islamic values when attempting to promote the book in Iran, former Associated Press photographer Hassan Sabahshin's biography of this Jewish community reveals a unique insight into Jewish homes, synagogues, and other aspects of Jewish life. Some of Sabahshin's pictures, for example, show kids playing football, people picnicking in the park, family members having fun in the suburb, and some images also reflect moments in Iranian Jewish history, such as Iran providing refuge to Polish Jews fleeing the Holocaust, and the history of the Dr. Sapir Hospital and Charity Center, which is a Jewish hospital that treated protesters before the revolution without alerting secret police, and this hospital still operates today. Well, when asked what he would like to achieve from his book, Sabahshin stressed that he wanted to illustrate what his country is really all about, its traditions, values, practices, and faiths, one of which is the Jewish community who contributes to the identity of present-day Iran. Well, for Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com And if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.